Today's show is brought to you by ED medication. No matter how bad your day is going, once you take it, things will start looking up.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
The radio program you're currently listening to is both lowbrow and esoteric at the same time.
It's just two guys making out. Relax.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
Now sit back, relax, and get ready to go on a musical voyage that makes Sergeant Pepper's seem like a rejected jingle for Ritz crackers.
I have got a serious case of the Mondays.
That is so stupid.
I think we're about to start a radio show.
Let's quiet down and try to be mature, okay?
What day is it?
I'm here Mondays.
So that means...
It's Monday.
That's what that means.
Back to work. Back to work, everyone.
Put your nose to the grindstone.
I love Mondays.
You've always been different.
If you love what you do, you never walk a day in your life.
Then you should not be paid for that day.
I love this show.
Me too.
Showtime!
Yeah, it is. The Mike Show. So happy you could join us right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio434.com. Also on Alexa.
Hello!
How do you get our show on the Alexa device, you ask? Or any Alexa-enabled television, or the Fire Stick, if you've got that.
Fire good!
If you've got that, how do you get it? Well, you enable the skill. You just simply say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill, and
what a delicious task that is. Yes. Yeah.
And then every time after you just want to listen, you just say Alexa, play Radio 434. That was an abruptly short show open music bed. Anyway, so getting back to the Alexa thing. So you just enable the skill, you just do it one time, and then you say every time you want to listen, you just say Alexa, play Radio 434. You can also get our podcast. That is a repack of the live show that we do Monday through Friday in and around 8 to 11-ish. And we repack all the segments into a full-length podcast. It's full-length and anatomically correct. And how do you get it on Alexa? You just say, Alexa, play The Mike Show VA podcast. And
hello!
She will. And then you can also search The Mike Show VA on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, RSS.com. You can go to our website, Radio434.com. Click on The Mike Show channel and you'll find the link to it. You can even watch all the show segments on Facebook Live. And then coming soon, we have our brand new Radio 434 app, which we'll be launching. And it will not only feature our live 24/7 channel that plays music, and this show is on it in the morning, and all kinds of other great stuff. But you'll also be able to access our podcast directly from the new app. You'll be able to watch all our video segments, including our video stuff that we do on Facebook Live for the show. Not only that, you'll get to access our test drive interviews with CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. You'll get to access our mic'd up pop-up concert series from Three Roads. All of that will be in one place right on the app. It'll still be available on all the other things, but it'll be nicely convenient just to be able to open up one thing and find anything you want. All right, and like us long time if you haven't followed our social media, at The Mike Show VA. All right, it's all one word, no spaces. At The Mike Show VA. You got to put the VA in there. That's good for Facebook. Facebook. It's good for Facebook, Spotify, Amazon, Twitter, X, YouTube. What are the other ones? MySpace, Your Place, MySpace, whatever it's called. We're on there, at The Mike Show VA. That one too. All right, Coming up on today's program, of course, we're going to get really, really smart with your five random facts. We're going to get really, really dumb with your stupid criminals in Da News. And then we have this. Elon Musk is pushing the U.S. to kill the penny. All right. So we're going to talk about that. Plus, then we have our top list. Top things that are almost as worthless as the penny. Okay. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing community. Three Roads Brewery.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
Insiders say it may soon be the end of production for the U.S. penny. So buying pennies now before they're all gone would make big sense. But where to buy them? Jimbo's National Penny Collection is offering the sales of U.S. pennies. One of these bright, shiny, slightly used pennies could be yours for only $5. That means you could buy this entire set of 20 pennies for only $100. Who knows what their value could be in years to come? The penny costs more to produce than it's actually worth. So you see, you've already made money just by buying pennies. So buy now. Take it from this satisfied customer.
We got our penny, took a picture of it, had the picture burned onto a plate, and now we got a double collectible penny plate up on the wall. Ugh, I knew that wasn't gonna hold!
Send your $100 payment today to Jimbo's National Penny Collection, P.O. Box 9, Beverly Hills, Florida. And you can find the zip code. Jimbo didn't know it.
He didn't know.
Get your pennies today.
Yeah, please do. The Mike Show. Yeah, so apparently, pennies... well, I mean, they've been talking about this for years, that they were going to kill off the penny. But Elon and the new Department of Government Efficiency, Doge, coincidence, is calling for the penny to be eradicated to save money. In a social media post, they said a penny costs over 3 cents to make, and pennies cost U.S. taxpayers over $179 million in 2023. The mint produced over 4.5 billion, with a B, pennies in 2023. This isn't the first time that there's been talk about eliminating the penny, as mentioned, especially as fewer people are using cash. So how would it work if the penny was killed? Well, prices would be rounded up or down to a 5 cent amount. And let's be honest, they're probably going to be bumped up in most cases. A penny here and there doesn't seem like a big deal, but it could make a difference on cheaper items like individual groceries. Canada stopped minting its 1 cent coin in 2012, and in 2018, an economic analysis found that Canadian consumers paid about 3.27 million more at the grocery store each year due to the prices being rounded higher after the change. But the Department of Government Efficiency isn't tasked with making things cheaper for you, only cheaper for the government, which will save taxpayer money. But that could trickle down to us someday. Anyway, back in November, Elon warned that there would be a temporary hardship. There would be a temporary hardship for ordinary Americans. Not my son, hashtag dot dot dip dip. Yep, yep, yep. Anyway, but in the end, I said, in the end.
In the buttock, son.
Uh-huh, the government would have better financial footing down the road, which will ensure long-term prosperity. You know what, though? I'm reading further into this, and for the record, the U.S. Mint reports that it spends 3.7 cents to make a penny. But why stop there? It also costs over 11 cents to make a nickel. Anyway, so that brings us to our top list. Like him or not, Elon is on to something when he says it's time for the U.S. Mint to stop wasting time and money cranking out pennies. To give you an idea just how pointless they've become, check out today's list, our top list today, top things that are almost as worthless as a penny. All right, here we go, number one. Where's the thingy? There it is. The age verification screen on a porn site. What? The last half hour of SNL. Toe hair. Top things that are almost as worthless as a penny. The blue water that barbers put combs in. Paramount Plus. The part of the Lucky Charms that's not marshmallows. Marshmallows. Top things that are almost as worthless as the penny. A gift card to TJ Maxx. Roseanne since 2018. Top things that are almost as worthless as a penny. The Buffalo Bills in the postseason. There we go. The Mike Show. It's what is today? Today's Monday. Yikes. Yeah, look at my hair. Oh, man. All right, so I used conditioner. I put conditioner in my hair yesterday, and I didn't actually wash my hair today. Not that you really care, and that has nothing to do with our story or our top list. But I figured I'd mention it because I mentioned my locks. Coming up. Oh, lox sounds great. Can you get me a bagel with lox and cream cheese? That'd be awesome. Coming up, we have news and not headline news. That is all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by, speaking of lox, why don't we shift it up? Change it. Change it. Jersey Mike's subs. That's what I want.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy, because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
It's the 5th annual United Way 5K on the Runway, taking place on Saturday, April 26th at 5 p.m. at the Lynchburg Regional Airport. The course is fast and flat, following the taxiway next to the main runway. Experience planes and all things aviation in this unique race to benefit the United Way of Central Virginia. For more information and to register, visit uwrunway5k.com.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
This is not headline news. There's a new alternative to Ozempic. It's called diet and exercise. Arnold Schwarzenegger donated $1 million to wildfire relief. He has a big heart, but that's what steroids do to the body. Scientists have pinpointed exactly where aging begins in the brain. It's when your brain tells you to buy your first pair of New Balance. CNN is launching a new streaming service. Because if at first you don't succeed, fail, fail again. And the announcer for The Price is Right is getting divorced. Or as he put it, cereal for dinner and Valentine's Day alone. Come on down. This is not headline news.
No, it's not. It is the Mike Show, however. All right, so which one? Do we want to delve right into food, or do we want to talk about habits? Hey, let's talk about habits first, and then we'll talk about some food-related nonsense. Researchers say that if you're serious about wanting to form a new habit, it's more important to understand the process than to be fixated on a certain timeline. Okay, well, let's explain, Lucy. Here are six takeaways from this. The first step... Well, okay, so new research has shown that forming lasting habits, by the way, typically requires 2 to 5 months. People, you know, that whole 21-day thing, you probably heard that. It takes 3 weeks to form a new habit. You know, so if you're still clinging to your New Year's resolutions, you may be thinking, why is it such a struggle? Well, in reality, that 21-day thing... It probably takes a lot longer, as we've mentioned, and we'll delve into this. 2 to 5 months of consistent practice is probably what you need, and it can take even closer to a year. Here are the takeaways. The early repetitions lead to the biggest gains, and that's probably why it can feel like the habit is locked in after 3 weeks. They compare it to learning a new language or something like that. Progress is rapid at first, but then it plateaus as we reach higher levels of proficiency. Okay. Cementing new habits takes an extended period of reinforcement, and you should be prepared to take up to a year to build. You know, that it gets to the point that it's truly automatic, requires minimal conscious effort. Morning habits tend to form more successfully than evening habits. Simple actions with clear triggers, like flossing every day, become automatic more readily than complex behaviors, like sticking to a new workout. And then new behaviors that you want to add show stronger habit formation than those assigned to you by others. You get it? If you want it, then you're going to work for it. And you're also more likely to stick to a new habit if you enjoy it. This sounds obvious, but it can be more important in how you design your habits. Is there a way for you to make this, you know, more fun? The bottom line, median time for forming new habits, according to researchers, takes between 59 and 66 days, but it's highly variable, and it can take up to 335 days to lock in. Now, I'm going to talk advertising for a second, because this is one of the things that we tell our clients. Okay, clients are always looking for that thing, that something advertisers want, that one ad that is going to make people rush into their store. And then, you know, if they don't see results like the first week, then some advertisers that have not been, you know, properly informed, you know, maybe they bought the package du jour from somebody else, not us, but somebody else. But, you know, they get discouraged because they ran. I ran a week's worth of advertising and nobody came in here. Nobody said they heard it or saw it on your platform. Well, that's not the way it works. It's consistency and repetition, just like any new habit. We are trying to change the buying habits of the consumer. We're trying to get them to add in your business, or we're trying to get them to position your business at the top of their short list, okay? I always ask my clients, what is the number one search engine, hands down? And most clients will say, you know, like Google. And most clients will, you know, they'll say a couple others, Yahoo or Bing or whatever. And those, they're all great search engines. But the number one search engine for someone who is looking to buy a product that they want or need is the human brain. If you already know, like for instance, if I got a flat and I needed help with it, or if I needed any particular product or wanted any particular product, the first place I'm going to go is my noggin. That's where I'm going to go. And I'm going to determine, you know, what do I want? Even for lunch, you know, people think about what they want for lunch as soon as they sit down to get to work in the morning. So that's why, you know, Jersey Mike subs, we promote them pretty heavily because they were our first advertiser. Anyway, I digress. So we're trying to change the habits of consumers to purchase your product and to think your product first. We want to put it up here and we want to consistently get it up here in their brain bucket. And then, when they have a want or a need, then they will think you first, or at least in, you know, their top three. But what about instantaneous results? I want instant results. Well, you can make that happen too, but it's not sustainable. I had a client. We had just built a brand new radio station, and I was really, really proud of it. And I went in to talk to this advertiser, and they said, "Here, hold on, I got a cough." Sorry about that. All right. So I went in and I introduced myself, and they immediately said, "Get out." I went, what? I mean, I'm a new business owner in town. I just wanted to introduce myself. And the guy said, "Get out." I advertised on the number one station, in town. And we spent $2,500 last month doing it. $2,500 last month to do it. And we got zero results. And I said, "Huh, okay. Well, I feel bad." And whoever that sales rep was from that company dropped the ball. Obviously, I don't know what times your ad ran. I don't know how it was produced. I don't know who it was talking to. I don't know any of that. Okay, but I do know this: we can, with one commercial, we can get people to come in here and say they heard it on our station. And the guy was just baffled. He said, "No, that can't possibly be true. One ad." I said, "Yeah, absolutely, one ad." And in fact, I will bet you $50 that we can do that. And he said, "No." Okay, so I bet you $50, and when I win, I take your $50. I said, "Yeah, but when I win, I'll take your $50, but I'm going to give you $50 worth of advertising." And he's like, "All right, deal. I can't lose. Win-win." I said, "Yep, correct." So I called back to the station. I called back to the morning show. And I said, "Hey, can you put me on the air?" And they said, "Yes." And as soon as I was on the air, I went, "Hey, this is Mike, and I'm on the corner of XYZ. I'm on the corner of whatever and whatever in downtown wherever. I have a free $50 bill for the first person that says they heard it on our station. Free $50 bill. We're at XYZ Business. Come on down. Claim your $50. There's no purchase necessary. Just come in and say you heard it on this station." And I wasn't even off the air yet, and people were pulling up into their parking lot and running in saying, "I heard it on XY whatever station." And the guy was a little upset with me at first. He said, "You tricked me." I said, "Wait a minute. Now, how did I trick you?" He goes, "Well, I'm not going to give away $50 bills just to get people to come in the store. That's ridiculous." I said, "Uh-huh. All right. Well, it was a computer store." And I said, "No, wait a minute. You can't tell me that you don't have $50 worth of something in this store that that you could, you know, give away or bundle into something like a service pack or this or an upgrade or some software or, you know, a printer that you're trying to get rid of. You can't tell me that you don't have $50 worth of something that you can't give away in, you know, to a limited amount of people, a limited time offer, blah, 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 blah. And he goes, wow, nobody has ever explained it to me that way before. Everybody just comes in selling the package of the day and hope for the best. And probably I never see them again. And that's not the way we do business. So, yes, this is a little commercial on how we can actually change the buying habits of the listeners and the viewers that are listening and watching our show and are listening to Radio 434 and are checking out all our other video content. And if you've noticed, we have kind of a limited list of advertisers. You won't hear 8 minutes of commercials. You won't hear the same type of business back to back to back in one of our commercial breaks. We do that by design. We do that so that we can highlight your business as the business in your category. And we don't take just anybody. It's got to be somebody and some businesses that I can really personally believe in. So if you would like to learn more, if you would like to help have us form new buying habits from our listeners and our viewers to shop your business, give your business a try, and to learn more about your business. So again, it's going to take. It literally takes the medium time for forming new habits takes between 59 and 66 days, and that's highly variable. It can take up to a year to lock it in. Will you get customers the first week? Probably. Will you get customers the first month? Yep, you definitely will. If we give away a free $50 bill to everybody that comes in, absolutely. But I digress. We have strategies. We know what we're doing. We produce video commercials, audio commercials. We run them on our platform. We reach over 33,000 unique users each month. And that's pretty darn good. And we do that on the video side of things on Facebook. We do that on the audio side of things on Radio 434 and the podcast. So check us out. Hit me up. Go to radio434.com. Actually, just email me, mike@radio434.com, or hit us up on our social media, or give me a call. All right, coming up. We went really long with that, and so we're not going to do the food thing right now. We may do the food thing a little bit later. On the way, we are going to get really, really smart with your five random facts. We're going to get really, really dumb with your stupid criminals in Da News. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia. They have the United Way 5K on the runway coming up. It's the 5th annual United Way 5K on the runway, taking place on Saturday, April 26th at 5 p.m. at the Lynchburg Regional Airport. The course is fast and flat, following the taxiway next to the main runway. Experience planes and all things aviation in this unique race to benefit the United Way of Central Virginia. For more information and to register, visit uwrunway5k.com.
On December 23rd, a fire next to the Free Clinic of Central Virginia's building caused significant damage to the clinic, leaving the entire building affected by smoke and fire damage. The building has been temporarily condemned as assessments are underway. Free Clinic is devastated to share that they will be closed for an extended period of time that is still to be determined. To patients, they are so sorry to cancel appointments, especially during the holiday season. Please know Free Clinic is working tirelessly on plans to continue serving you in other locations as soon as possible. Your care remains their top priority. To the community and volunteers, they need you now more than ever. Please donate to Free Clinic of Central Virginia. Visit freeclinicva.org/donate for more information. Thank you for standing with us during this challenging time. Together, we will rebuild and continue serving our community.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg. Our website seeks to magnify, equip, and connect our local nonprofit community. You can find ways to donate, volunteer, shop for, or attend events for over 180 organizations. For more information, please visit our website, sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
And now it's time for
five
random
facts.
Yep, that time of the day we cram your head full of usable information and you can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go. We don't know where you go. Take two. We don't know where you go. We don't know what you do. And quite frankly, it's really none of our business. But if you say any of these five random facts back, someone in the room is bound to say,
wow.
Maybe, I don't know. All right, here we go. Number one. Unlike most mammals, cetaceans, which include whales, dolphins, and porpoise, must consciously choose to breathe. Huh. Number two. The NBA didn't start using the three-point line until 1979, the 1979-1980 season. It wasn't used universally in college basketball or in the NCAA tournament until the 1986-1987 season. In the first eight NBA seasons, teams averaged less than 5 3-point attempts per game. Now it's higher than ever before, with each team heaving up to 38 threes per game. They're making 13.5 of those, or 68% of their tries. Statistics. Number three. The world's shortest commercial flight is between two islands in northern Scotland.
Hello!
The flight is 1.7 miles. The official time, 2 minutes. But it takes closer to 47 seconds. Number four. Follow along, people. Beverly Hills was named after Beverly Farms, Massachusetts. That was named after Beverly, Yorkshire in England.
Hello!
That town was named in 700 AD because of a colony of beavers.
Nice beaver.
Yeah.
Thank you. I just had it stuffed.
Let me help you with that.
You're welcome. So Beverly Hills is named after medieval English beavers.
Hello! Nice beaver. Yeah,
that's Thank you. I just had it stuffed.
Yeah. Let me help you with that.
Yep, and those are your five. Oh, wait, no, we got number five left. Good Lord. Pablo Escobar was on the first Forbes billionaires list in 1987, thanks to the $3 billion that he made from his cocaine empire. He also made the list the next 7 years, right up until he was killed in 1993, and those are your five random facts.
This has been today's edition of
1, 2, 3, 4, 5
random facts.
Yep. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
All right, we got sounds coming up. We're going to lovingly place them in your ear holes. It's called Audio Vault. Stay tuned for that.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street, open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing Community. Three Roads Brewery.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio.
4-3-4.
All right, let's open it up. It's your audio vault for today. It's our collection of bits and clips and viral audio for your ear holes. I think you'll like it. All right, have you seen this? Have you seen the Ted Danson new show? Well, we've got our There I Said It guy, and we have something to call out really, really quick.
Ted Danson's new show, A Man on the Inside, is a ripoff of Only Murders in the Building. But instead of murders in the building, Ted's show has burglaries at a retirement home. There, I said it.
Yep, you're about right. All right, over a third of employers say they prefer using artificial intelligence over hiring Gen Z graduates. Okay. Hey, Alexa, can we get your thoughts on this?
According to a study I just read, most employers would rather hire a robot than Gen Z. Ouch, that's gotta hurt. Apparently my ability to answer questions and actually follow instructions is more appealing than your degree in gaming and streaming binge management. I'll think of you every time I flawlessly schedule meetings, unlike that time you ghosted your internship to go snowboarding with your buds. Keep hustling, champ. Mm-hmm. See you in the unemployment line.
Wow, she's such a hater. Let's go to viral videos. Speaking of Gen Z, two Gen Zers did a video of their Sicilian grandparents trying to read the names of popular apps. They did the challenge where they held water in their mouth and tried not to laugh, but that didn't last long. Here are the grandparents. No, the Gen Zers held water in their mouth, but the grandparents, who are Sicilian, attempted to say WhatsApp, Instagram, and Facebook. Here, listen.
WhatsApp.
WhatsApp.
Instagram.
Instagram.
Facebook.
Facebook.
Yeah. There's a spit take. All right. A Georgia man ordered a $40 drill set from a Chinese company.
Hello.
Hi. Called AliExpress, but he only received, wow, a printed photo of the drill. Here is Sylvester Franklin explaining what had happened, man.
This is a picture of what they sent me. I paid $22.97 for a pressure washer, and this is what I get. It's a wrench to screw the screw out the wall with. All this is bad, you know what I mean? Don't scam nobody. I just don't like to get scammed because, you know, if you spend your money, you want to get what you paid for.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Timu. All right, a Florida man. His hands, feet, and elbows turned orange. That was not Trump. His hands, feet, and elbows turned orange after he went on an extreme carnivore diet for 8 months and only ate hamburger meat, cheese, and full sticks of butter.
I think I may need a kidney transplant.
Yep. His cholesterol was over 1,000. Anything over 200 is bad, by the way. Here is dermatologist Dr. Dre? Dr. Dre. Talking about what is medically happening to this guy.
What you're seeing on his palms are a type of skin lesion known as a xanthoma. It's a skin lesion that basically is the result of accumulation of fat in the cells of the immune system called macrophages. Macrophages are an important cell type. They're basically professional eating cells. They just engulf stuff like pathogens, and they can get laden with things. And in the case of xanthomas, that is often the case. You have these lipid-laden stuffed macrophages that lead to the formation of bumps in the skin.
Didn't sound a thing like Dr. Dre. All right. Skip. Let's go to, are we going to sports? Yes, we are. The Eagles beat the Commanders 55-23 yesterday and are on their way to the Super Bowl. Here is the trophy highlight.
On behalf of the National Football League, it is my honor to present the George Halas Trophy to the National Football Conference champions, our Philadelphia Eagles.
I know Mr. Bodine is going to be happy.
The Kansas City Chiefs. Oh, that means Taylor Swift is going to the Super Bowl. The Kansas City Chiefs beat the Buffalo Bills in a nail-biter yesterday, 32-29. Here are Kansas City's coach Andy Reid and owner Clark Hunt accepting the AFC trophy.
How about those? That's what I'm talking about, baby.
Now we get to do something that's never been done before. Chiefs Kingdom, we're headed to New Orleans to make history.
All right. We wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian, and today is no exception. Since today, I didn't realize this, but today is the day that Thomas Crapper perfected the toilet. Perfected the toilet. There have been holes in grounds, and there have been things and concrete structures. Even the Romans had something, but this is the day that Thomas Crapper perfected the toilet with Larry the Cable Guy on the subject.
We almost lost my granddad. He's 93 years old. He almost passed away on us. He almost lost him on the toilet. Boy, what a way to go right there. Can you imagine dying on the toilet? I mean, what do you say to the relatives at the wake to make them feel better? I mean, we're real sorry to hear about Ed. But at least he died doing what he loved, you know. That's the thing. We heard he fought till the bitter end, and that's the thing. He wasn't a quitter, so he got it out, and we're excited, and that's nice. And we're going to light a match tonight and remember him at midnight, and hopefully... I read a story one time, a fella got bit by a snake sitting on the toilet. He got interviewed and said, first thing I thought was I need to call animal control. That's the first thing he thought? If I got bit by something similar, first thing I'd think is, what the hell did I eat last night? Dadgum, my food's circling back on me here.
All right, that's your audio vault for today. Let's reach over here and lovingly grab the handle, but firmly give it a tug. Go ahead. Keep all that sound inside. All right, coming up, we're going to get stupid with your stupid criminals in the news. And then we've got some good news for you as well. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Jersey Mike's Subs.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy, because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions. And I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973 it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
All right, time once again for stupid criminals in the news. Yep. Man, oh man. Everybody has heard stories about bad teachers who have crossed the line with students, but this takes it to another level. An elementary school principal in Cocoa Beach, Florida, near Cape Canaveral, has been arrested for throwing a massive rager last Sunday night. Apparently, the guests included an elementary school teacher and more than 100 students. There was a lot of booze. The authorities say one minor was arrested for DUI after leaving the party, and another had to be treated by EMTs when they suffered an alcohol-related medical event on the principal's front lawn. The principal did not have any regrets at the time. In fact, when she saw the flashing lights out front, she turned off all the outdoor lights and forced the EMTs to treat the kid using only their truck's headlights. The principal was charged with child neglect, contributing to the delinquency of a minor, and holding an open house party. The teacher was hit with similar charges. Both have been placed on administrative leave. There aren't any details on the age or condition of the kid who suffered the episode on the front lawn. Good God. How about this? How cold has it been this month? It's been really, really cold. The guy in northern Canada had to be rescued after he got into a drunken brawl outside a bar. Now, what happened next? His junk froze to the sidewalk. It happened shortly after midnight on January 12th. Why did he have his junk out? In Fort McMurray, it's about 250 miles north of Edmonton. Temperature was single digits, maybe colder. TMZ says his pants fell down during the fight and he landed on his stomach. His junk immediately froze to the ground.
I think I may need a kidney transplant.
Maybe. Someone on Facebook claimed that's not quite right. They claim it actually happened after the fight got broken up. Police made him lie face down while arresting him, and that's when it happened. World Star Hip Hop has footage of him being peeled off the ground. It's blurred, but you can tell it wasn't pleasant. TMZ says he wasn't seriously hurt. Police detained him, but didn't end up charging him with anything. Good Lord. It's not suitable for work or children. And then there's this. That's it. No, I'm just kidding. Last year, a Nebraska man was arrested for walking into a brand new DMV and throwing fish and carrots. He threw fish and carrots. Apparently, he caused $9,000 damage to the carpet. He's now been sentenced to a year in jail. Here's Erica Thomas of the Lincoln Police Department giving a brief statement.
Looks like he had fish and carrots and said that something fishy was going on.
That was a very brief statement. A 12-year-old was shot in Connecticut last Wednesday night after throwing a snowball at a car. Police are still looking for the shooter. Here's Hartford Police Lieutenant Aaron Boisvert breaking down the entire incident.
12-year-old was with another juvenile throwing snowballs. One of those snowballs hit a car. That car looped the block and chased the kids and fired rounds at the children. We are actively looking for that vehicle. We're exploring all investigative leads. There is some video in the area that we're exploring as well. So, thank God, non-life-threatening. It could have been a lot worse.
The kid is expected to recover. There's good news in the world, and we like to highlight that during this particular segment because there is so much stupidity. A 20-year-old pizza guy in Indiana went viral on TikTok after he walked half a mile in a snowstorm to bring someone their pizza. They only tipped him $2, but it ended up earning him his biggest tip ever. A police officer named Richard Craig started a GoFundMe to get him a real tip. Last we checked, it was up to $40,000. Here's the interaction between Officer Craig and Connor Stefanoff. Then Connor's comments about the good deed.
Did you get a good tip?
$2.
How much was their order?
$40.
$40 and a $2 tip.
Are you kidding me?
Do better, folks. Do better, be better.
There are people that still see what you do that goes unseen in your eyes, but in everyone else's, they see what happens, and there's always a community out there for you.
Yeah, there you go. That is the good news. The good news is brought to you in part by, let's pull this up, the United Way of Central Virginia. It's the 5th annual United Way 5K on the Runway, taking place on Saturday, April 26th at 5 p.m. at the Lynchburg Regional Airport. The course is fast and flat, following the taxiway next to the main runway. Experience planes and all things aviation in this unique race to benefit the United Way of Central Virginia. For more information and to register, visit uwrunway5k.com. All right. Well, that is it. That is the program. We are back tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
No, we're back tomorrow with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Have a great day, everybody.
Thanks for tuning our way. And if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beam me up.
We'll see you here again tomorrow.
Who's going to do the dishes?